Good Thursday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. This is my somewhat bi-weekly podcast talking about markets. I did mention in my market report on, what day was that? Tuesday, I guess, that I was going to be traveling for the next week and a half or so, and so wanted to at least get some thoughts out on the markets here. We're currently traveling in upstate New York, pretty close to Lake Ontario right now. Did get to visit Niagara Falls today. Pretty neat to see from the inside. We did the Maid of the Mist boat trip into the falls, and so that was pretty cool to see. Beautiful weather in upstate New York this time of the year. The markets doing pretty well since I left, so I'm not exactly taking up a collection or anything, but just thought I would at least update on some of the charts and some of what we're seeing right now. We have seen some good responses, mostly due to weather. The upper Midwest into the Western Corn Belt continues to be dry. Forecast continues to be dry, so certainly weather is the big factor. We are about 2 weeks away from USDA's August crop report, and they this week and next week, I believe, will be taking surveys for that report, and we'll be asking farmers about yields. Now, we don't know if they'll change yields. Sometimes this is the time of the year where they'll only change maybe the harvested acres. They may start to look into ear length and ear widths and things like that. So don't know whether to expect any changes or not, but I know that most of the trade is expecting yields to be a little bit lower based on crop ratings. So we'll see if that happens in this report. And if it does, certainly it can really push these corn and bean stock numbers to very, very tight numbers, as well as the spring wheat numbers. We have seen the some of the results out of the North Dakota crop tour this week. Yields have been in the mid-20s compared to 40s over the five-year average. So that has given a boost to the Minneapolis spring wheat market. And some of the other markets, certainly the winter wheat markets, corn and beans have kind of gone along for the ride. From a demand standpoint, we've really had some kind of bearish news this week. Weekly ethanol numbers last week were at a two-month low in corn ethanol usage, so that was a kind of a downer yesterday. This morning, we saw in the weekly export sales report net cancellations last week of over 100,000 tons of corn and over 50,000 tons of beans. Now, certainly, those were probably just rolled into the new crop due to being unable to get them shipped and everything. But nonetheless, it's kind of usually a little bit bearish to see negative numbers. However, the market has kind of shrugged those off, and we've been able to hold some good gains the last couple of days. Now, the charts, if you look at the charts, and I did mention this in the market report on Tuesday, that I think we're going to still stay fairly range-bound between now and that August crop report. And indeed, we have. Even with the rally we've had in December corn, we're just about 50% between the July 1st high and the July low. So we've just been able to climb back into the midpoint of that trading range. And that's about a dollar range from roughly 5.10 to 6.10 a bushel. And right now we're back up into the middle of that range again. So I think we're going to continue to stay somewhat range bound. Soybeans, similar situation. We're in the upper third of the trading range for the month of July, but still being fairly range bound at this point in time. Minneapolis wheat has not been able to take out the July high, although it has traded back above $9 in the nearby contract, but that'll be the target, you know, and I don't know if we can test that before this report here on the 12th of August or not. One market that has made a new high this month, and that's Kansas City September wheat, and so we'll see if it can go back and maybe challenge its spring highs, but the Chicago and Kansas City wheat markets have pushed higher along with the Minneapolis market, and so we'll see if there's some strength there. I think that there's going to be some talk about substitution, and I think that that has helped to buoy the Kansas City market as we continue to get shorter and shorter in spring wheat. We're looking harder at maybe substituting some hard red winter wheat for some of the in some of that demand, so that's helped to lift that market. So as we go forward, I know that we're expecting to see some yield estimates from some of the analysts probably next week. I don't think this week, but normally once we get a week ahead of that report, probably next Thursday, we'll start to see some of those numbers creep out. I've seen a few in corn that have been 174.5, 175, 175.5. saw one at 178 this week. So USDA was 179.5 in its last number. So I think that we're expecting that number to come down some. What does it all mean? I've said a few times in the last couple of weeks, I don't know that it's real bullish yet, but I think it does limit the downside trading in the market. And so these 100-day moving average lines, corn, I think it's in the 530 area right now. Soybeans, the 100-day moving average. If you look at the wheat markets, the 100-day moving average continues to be, I think, excellent support for these markets when we do trade within the range. When we trade back down, if you get to the 100-day moving average, probably a buying opportunity. So, you know, keep that in mind the next time the market maybe decides it's time to take profits and step aside. But I still think over the next couple of weeks, I think we're seeing a quieter trade. I think volatility should lighten up just a little bit ahead of that report as traders wait and see. And that's really the bottom line at this point in time. So with that, I don't have much else to report. I hope everyone's having a great week, and we'll finish the market up tomorrow ahead of the weekend. And, you know, wouldn't be a surprise to see a little bit of a sell-off, or, you know, a little selling ahead of the weekend, maybe taking profits in case the weather forecast changes or something like that. But we'll certainly watch the noon outlook tomorrow to see how we trade going into the weekend. And Monday we'll get the next crop ratings numbers. And, you know, if we see any more dips in those, you would have to seriously think that those are going to show up in USDA's report on August the 12th. So that'll be what we watch. But again, hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. I'll talk to you again soon.